Hi everyone, lovely to see everybody. Welcome. This is our 5 p.m. or afternoon, sometimes referred to as the afternoon class for SBCA 2023. This is going to be a low-key welcome call. So everyone gets to sort of say hello and you'll get an opportunity to introduce yourself and I'm going to give you a bit of an overview of the program, what to expect. You'll get to meet Scott Robson. We've got two Scotts, so that's going to be fun. But Scott, who is the support coach for the program, and we'll just chat a bit more about what to expect, really. This week is nice and easy. No learning material, really. It's more of a kind of get set up, start to reflect a little bit on how you might be coming into the class, how you might be feeling, what your energy's like. This is a very intentionally a developmental experience. So it's 6 months. We're going to have lots of spacious time together to learn. So there's no rush. And I know we've just behind the scenes, we've been changing our email provider over the last couple of weeks. And I know some people have just had some little glitches and hitches to kind of get access. And that stuff always happens, right, in the first week. So we like to make orientation week just nice and low key. So what can you expect? Let me share my screen. I've just put together just a couple of slides because I think sometimes it's easy to sort of numb out a little bit when it's just one person speaking, right? So today what we're going to talk about, I want to share with you my intentions for your learning experience and for this program. We'll do some introductions so you'll all get a chance to sort of say hello and share a little more about how you're joining this program. We'll talk a little bit about the program principles. We'll do a little overview of what to expect, and we'll talk a little bit more about module one, which we start next week. Okay, so hopefully by the end of today, you feel a bit welcomed and you have a bit of a sense of what to expect. Okay, so let's start about my intentions for you and for this program. There's five of them. I really hope that by the end of this program and during your experience here, that you allow yourself to be known, which can sound a little grand. But what I mean by that is that you throw yourself into this and let us get to know you. And you allow yourself to also reflect on who you are as a practitioner, as a coach. It's almost like you're revealing yourself to yourself and to us, right, in this process. And because this program is kind of developmental in nature, we'll be exploring your own experience as much as your clients. Okay, so the idea is that you get the opportunity to share who you are with a very, with a kind of, I guess, like-minded bunch of folks, so that you get to kind of try out maybe some different parts of you that you may not have let loose before. Yeah. What that does, I think, in a learning environment is give you a bit of a sandpit to play in. It's quite likely that this program will expand your understanding of who you are as a coach, but also how you want to work with your clients, and even sometimes who your clients are. And so the idea is that to get there, you kind of have to play with who you are. That you really let go, and this one's important, of being a good coach, being a good practitioner, being good at this. Like, there's so many stories that we tell ourselves about who we need to be. And my hope is that you kind of let that go a little bit and just show up as you. And I am certainly going to be modeling imperfect showing up. You can't even say the sentence. I don't believe that we need to in any way aim for perfection. In fact, I think it's kind of icky for our clients when we try to reach a standard that they themselves may feel quite either intimidated by or repelled by. But when we show up as ourselves and allowing ourselves to be known as knowing who that is, then we get to be more us, the unique one-off version of you gets to show up. Yeah. And I think part of that comes from letting go of trying to do this in a nice, polished, neat way and just show up as you, right? And self-doubt is telling us all the time, make sure you do it right, don't screw it up, all of those things, right? And so part of this process is about, you know, really challenging those self-doubt stories as we get to know them a little better. Number three, embrace compassion for yourself, for your clients, perhaps even for the rest of humanity. And compassion is a theme that runs right through this work and right through this program. It's really at the heart of all of it. Right? And when we can kind of see how human we are, how human the experience of self-doubt is, how natural it is to worry if we're doing it right, if people like us, if we're any good, all of those things are so understandable. All of the parts of ourselves that we think are unacceptable are often the parts that our people really love about us. So embracing some compassion for you as you're learning, as you may be experiencing some growth edges, some confusion, some getting to grips with this stuff, allowing yourself to have a ton of self-doubt as you're going through this program, all of that is really welcome and part of this process. There's no requirement that you show up polished. I also am endlessly pragmatic, and I want you to feel completely resourced to step into your mastery as a coach. There are 14 of us in this class, or 14 students in the class, and me and Scott. And everyone will be coming into this work from a different background, a different experience level. Some of you have been working in one-to-one supportive roles for years, and some of you are newish coaches. You're all coming to this work from a different place, and so your next level of mastery is going to be different to anyone else's. So what can happen sometimes is we get into that comparison with other people. I want you to feel resourced to step into your next level of mastery, right? So that you kind of take these approaches, these tools, these concepts, and really play with them for yourself. Make them your own. And the last one is that you start to feel part of a community of peers, right? Most of us work alone. This work can be incredibly lonely. It's one of the hardest parts I've found over the years to really do this work on our own and to kind of feel a little bit like the only way I can kind of see where I'm at is often it's social media, unless we are part of groups that are, you know, designed to support us as in peer groups. So this is one of those peer groups where you can start to build that community. And we're going to do everything we can to support that. It's a source of huge pride and gratitude for me that some of the practice pods from the very first class several years ago are still meeting up because they have that sense of real support and community. So you're likely to find friends here, which is often, you know, one of the bonuses. Yeah. So they are my five intentions for you. I'm hoping that they gel with your perhaps your expectations or your desires for this experience. So what we're going to do is go around the group, and I'd love everyone just to take a few minutes to share a little more about who you are, where you're calling from, perhaps even your work if you wish to. Just share a little bit about how you're showing up, maybe even your intentions for the program if you've had a chance to think about them and you may not have. Who would like to start? Scott, good on you.
Somebody's got to.
Yeah.
No worries. My name is Scott Stackhouse. Been working in financial services for, oh dear, on and off since 1992. I had a brief spell out, but then I came back into it. My industry's changed so much because it used to be a very tell profession, very sales orientated, and it's morphed into a coaching environment now, where really what we're looking to do is help clients to make better decisions for themselves. And I think as well in my industry, it's absolutely riddled with self-doubts, misguided beliefs, people who probably have preconceived ideas of what they want out of life, but when you dig a little bit deeper, it's always something else. So my intention, if anything, is to be able to dig a little deeper and create more meaningful relationships with clients, and also help them to see beyond their own monetary illusions and find their own way, really, which I think leads to better relationships and more fulfilling work, if I'm honest.
That's so cool, Scott. I'm really thrilled you're here, and you're coming at this work from a slightly different background to some folks here. I think it's going to add a whole new flavour to the class. Yeah,
hope so.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. Thanks, Scott. Lovely to see you here. Who's next? Hey, Colette.
Hi.
My
name's Colette. So I'm an adolescent counsellor at the moment. So I work mainly with adolescents and their parents. I do parent support classes as well. And I'm just feeling like when we get to the end of counselling, there's something else that's needed that isn't quite there. And it feels like coaching is that gap, really. So I'm hoping to be able to offer both and kind of take it in new directions. I don't know how it's going to go, but it'll be interesting. It's exciting. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm thrilled you're here, Colette. So fun. And it's so cool to have someone with a therapeutic background as well. I think that adds a real flavour to this work.
Yeah.
Really cool. Really cool.
Thank you.
Thank you. Who's next? Give me a wave. Jane! Okay, Jane and then Sal.
Oh, you'd think after 3 years of working online that we'd get quicker unmuting and muting. But hi, everybody. It's really exciting to be here. My name's Jane. I'm normally based in Bristol, but today I'm in an Airbnb in Brighton with my teenage daughter and her friend because it's half term. So I've worked in what's called the creative health sector for the past 30 years, looking at ways of using creativity to support emotional, social, physical health and well-being. Worked a lot in partnership with the NHS in all sorts of different shapes and forms. And yeah, kind of, I suppose over the past few years, I've moved from setting up programs to being more and more interested in the microscopic, so working with people instead of big programs. And about 4 or 5 years ago, I finished a master's in creative writing for therapeutic purposes. And I have been running reflective writing groups and programs. Primarily, I suppose what I'm interested in is supporting people working in the creative sector and the health sectors to support themselves when working in environments that are less than health inducing, less than good for them, I suppose. So addressing issues like burnout. So I'm new to coaching. I'm a newly qualified coach, but I've done a lot of facilitation and teaching. And I'm particularly interested in this course with you, Sass, because having done some work with you many, many years ago, I remember thinking, oh no, self-doubt, that's not an issue that resonates with me at all. And I think if there's one thing I've realized over the past 5 years is that, yeah, self-doubt is often the thing that's underneath everything else. So yeah, hi, really excited to be here, and looking forward to what unfolds.
Yeah, that's so cool, Jane. I love that, and I love just the broad kind of portfolio approach you're taking to work, and I can see how this would be complementary to lots of aspects of your work.
Yeah, it already feels like the glue that's beginning to stick lots of things together, which is quite exciting.
Yeah, really cool. Really cool. Thanks, Jane. Hey, Sal.
Hey, Sass. So I can segue quite smoothly from what Jane just said, because self-doubt, I've known you for many, many years, Sass, and have had the pleasure of being one of your clients. And this is actually my second time doing this, which either is a sign of self-doubt being so effing persistent, or I choose to believe is my self-belief and my belief in this work. I did this, would it be the fall or spring of 2021? Yeah. And dad had died in 2020, mum died last year. And it just felt like, when I reached out to Sass last week, it felt like I just floated above my first experience and yet got so much out of it. So the work I currently, I'm from the UK, but I've lived in the US for nearly 30 years. My youngest son is 17 today. He has 2 more years of school, and my plan is to not be permanently based in the US once he is at school. Currently run a preschool, but my intention for this is that I will be working with women in their 50s. I already am currently, but it will be a full-time endeavor, doing retreats and coaching for women in their 50s who really are stuck in being stuck. And I have modeled that beautifully by being stuck for so long. And so this, as Jane just said, is me, is the absolute missing piece. And I just want to experience the training in a more present sense this time so that I can really do this work in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a big year, right?
Yes. Yeah, mum and dad sort of bookended the pandemic. But there was no time to grieve or anything. So so it did feel a little odd.
Yeah. I'm really glad you're here, Sal. And yeah, I just, to me, this is an act of like real self-care almost. Like,
yes,
oh, yeah. Actually, I'm coming back. I'm going to do this time. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Really cool. Yay. Okay, what's next? Okay, we'll go. Jane, would you mind putting your camera on, lovely? We're going to go to Anka and then Angela. So, Anka, if you can start.
Okay, so you can hear me, right?
Yeah, we can.
I'm Anka. I'm in Northern Germany, so also EU, but not UK. And I'm currently working as a nurse, so that's kind of my basic job. I started as a teacher, became a nurse, then I went on long meditation retreats. And after I did magnetic conversations and fire monkeys with Sass, I actually wanted to become a coach, but instead I got hired to write a coach training for a German institution. So I wrote a mindfulness coach training, then they wanted me to write a meditation trainer training. And now I'm kind of moving out of this writing, or additionally to the writing, into coaching meditators and spiritual practitioners. And part of the background for that is that when I lived for 7 years on retreat, I was a Buddhist nun, and we had group retreats. And in those group retreats, there were, of course, everything came up, like we know in meditation and spiritual practices. And a lot of problems we had was because of problems with the self in the relative sense. So basically there's an absolute sense that it doesn't really exist. And then there's a relative sense that it kind of shows up in all kinds of ways that we like or not like. And I really felt that this point, I really want to deepen now so that I can, if I coach these people, and like basically my work is about helping people who have problems with their practice to really love it again. And to find ways to practice that the teacher tells them what to do, but I help them how to really find a way to do it in their daily life and to really benefit in every aspect of their life from their own practice. And that's very satisfying to me. And I also think that for me, there's something to find in the self-doubt aspect. And so I do it also as self-exploration, and I'm very excited because I know the work with Seth always got me like to something I could have never imagined before. So I'm very happy to be here with all of you.
It's so great you're here, Anka. I'm stoked. And you're kind of, to me, you're the dark horse because you're the last person to enroll, which I always kind of love, whoever is the sort of cherry on top for the class. So, it's magic to be working with you again. And I just love your perspective on things. So it's going to be fun. Yeah. Okay. Angela.
Hi, everyone. I live in the U.S. I'm in Utah, which is next to, sort of by California. I am just so excited to be in this group. I loved hearing everything that's been shared in the different industries. And I'm just sitting here kind of blown away of feeling very like this is such a refreshing approach to coaching. And so I've been a full-time coach since 2009. My specialty is messaging, marketing. I used to do a lot of copywriting. I don't do any done-for-you services anymore. And so I got really sucked into this high-ticket, I'll use coaching in air quotes because there wasn't actually any coaching happening. It was a lot of regurgitating advice and a lot of do what I do so you can have what I have instead of let me help you find your way and what really works for you. And so that all shifted for me in around 2015. And then since then I created my own marketing model. It's called the Intuitive Marketing Method. And so let's see, what else would I like to share? A couple of years ago, I started doing my own trauma healing and really started looking at the way trauma and our nervous systems impact decisions, beliefs. And that was hugely eye-opening to me to the point that last year I started a grad program, a master's program, and I did research about how trauma impacts business owners. I'm still in grad school, so my life is very full and that works for me. I like to have a lot of variety as a neurodivergent brain. That actually really works for me. So I'm also an artist and bringing that into my work. And so I feel like I'm at this crossroads, but maybe a full circle moment of what do I want to bring with me to move forward? And how do I want to grow my business? And also bringing in that trauma-informed leadership perspective and how I work with organizations. So I'm in a bit of an exploratory period, still focusing on my private clients, the programs that I run, but I feel like there's this expansion and I can't quite define it. So I'm just following this breadcrumb and I'm open to what shows up, which is, I like to be really sure and I like to have a very clear plan. And so this feels a bit of an uncomfortable surrender. And I feel like this is also a really great space to be in this point in my life and career. So super happy to be here.
Yeah, Andrew, I'm so glad you're here. And I love this perspective you're taking on, you know, trauma work with business owners. Gosh, we need it. Like, I don't know. I always sort of say to folks, you know, I think running my own business has been the self-development journey I never realized I was signing up for. I don't know. There's a few nods here. Yeah. Yep. It's been like, what the hell is happening now? Yeah. A lot of the time. So I just think that this is what you're bringing is so relevant and useful and important and needed. And yeah, it's cool. And I love that you've kind of got these floating pieces that are coming together. It feels to me like, yeah, there's a really beautiful synchronicity of all of those aspects of your work that's just around the corner. Yeah.
Thank you.
Really cool. Thank you, Angela. Okay, Jane or Vicky, who wants to go next? Hey, Jane.
You go.
Hey.
Hello. Can you hear me okay?
We can, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I have my video off because we're traveling from Texas to Nebraska, so it's bouncy. Sure. but I have actually a lot in common with what I've heard. My background is in creativity. I'm an artist and then transitioned into teaching art and then transitioned into coaching with art. And then it kind of went into intuition and creativity and how that all plays and getting to know ourselves and listening to ourselves and trusting ourselves again. And I feel like the self-belief is going to be the piece that kind of really helps. Once with clients in the past, it's been like, okay, now I hear it. I understand it. I believe me, but I can't take that next step. So it's like that final piece of kind of making it fit within your life and making that jump to not just listening, but acting on your own ideas. And so that's kind of where my past has come from. And my intention with the class is just to, I'm sort of taking a year of learning. I just finished with a self-hypnosis, neuroscience, and nervous system regulation course. So just kind of taking bits and pieces of things and really trying to round it all out from the creative, intuitive, to tangible, action-based type coaching.
Love it. Yeah, I loved when we first chatted, Jane, like just, you know, that it's the thing that stops us from doing the thing we intuitively want to do. Our intuitive creative expression, I think, is probably innate, I suspect. I have no proof for this. One of the things we'll talk about a lot in the class is how our clients often know what they want and they know what they want to do. What they're often frustrated and confused by and turn to judging themselves for is why they're not doing the thing that they want to do, that they feel called to do. And so I'm hoping that this will be a piece in your jigsaw puzzle, Jane. It's really cool. I'm glad you're here. Vicky, hello. Yes, we can hear you. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay, good. My name is Vicky. I am calling in from Dublin, where I have lived for the last 6 years, married to an Irishman that refused to leave Ireland, so gave up trying to get him to come to the UK and came to live here, and very, very happy and have no intention of going back to the UK anymore. Very happy here in the EU. Thanks very much.
Now you're just showing off.
I know. So I use that move really to move out of, it's very interesting hearing so many of you talk about creative industries and past. I used to work in the classical music industry. My parents, both musicians, always worked in orchestral management, touring and all of that kind of stuff. Really thought that's what I would do with the rest of my life, was just manage orchestras and do all of that kind of stuff. But during that sort of time, meeting my boyfriend, now husband, going on my own kind of health journey, really, really struggling with the kind of pressure of work. We're talking about burnout and environments that are not very healthy, really struggling with IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, really feeling very uncomfortable and kind of going on, like I say, like my own sort of voyage of discovery, changing my diet, you know, looking at movement, mindset and meditation and things like that to really try and feel better in my own body and really use that move from the UK to Ireland to have an opportunity to I started my own blog, basically healthy eating, healthy living, sharing what I was doing, step into, I really like this. I want to be involved in it in some way, but I don't know how exactly that looks. I kind of shadowed health coaches and I thought about training as a nutritionist, but I actually couldn't care less about the science and just not, that's just not my thing at all. I was like, I want to be involved, but I don't know how. Started running wellness retreats with a nutritional therapist. And then found coaching, found pure coaching, and was like, this is me, this is the thing, that's what I want to do. And realized actually the kind of community that I'd built in through my social media and through my blog were the people that I really wanted to help. And often they were health practitioners themselves. So they were people that were trained as yoga teachers or meditation teachers, or a lot of nutritionists and nutritional therapists and health coaches that had qualified and then didn't know how to market themselves, didn't know how to get themselves out there, didn't know how to get clients. And I found that was the bit that people were starting to ask me, well, you've got a blog and you've got a mailing list and you've got started to get paid for it and you've run a retreat. Like, can you tell me? And that's actually what I realized I really loved helping people with. So I've turned it into a coaching business effectively. Primarily, I work with people one-to-one, but have started running courses and group programs and have a kind of lifetime group container now for health wellbeing practitioners, really to plug that gap between you're qualified and what do I do to run a business. So a lot of my work, the practicals, you know, get your website and do your marketing strategy and all of that kind of stuff, but I can see there's something I just can't get past with some clients, where exactly like we've been talking about, they just don't do the thing, or they can't do the thing, or they're stuck still and they're frustrated by themselves. And I know the limited amount of coach training that I did back in 2018, 2019, now is the last CPD effectively I did. I want to be able to enhance my skill set, really find the work I know will really help me and how I feel and show up, but also hopefully help a few more of them just move past where they're getting stuck and I feel frustrated that I can't help them move to that next level of confidence and belief in themselves. And I try, really resonate with Angela, I've been through those coaching programs that it's just, I'll teach you to make 10 grand so you can teach everyone else to make 10 grand. I've got no interest in that, really wanting all of these people in my community to find their own way of doing things, but really struggling to get them to believe in themselves and to have the courage to try things out.
So great. I you know, and I love hearing this, Vicky, because I just think of all of the health and wellness practitioners. Like, if there's one thing our world needs right now, it's help to get healed and healthy, to live a well life, not just a, you know, not crappy. And the idea that you get to sort of spread this work into that community feels really, really lush. Yeah, so good. I'm fascinated by everybody's backgrounds and how different everyone is. I think that to me is such a thrill, because you know, self-doubt is such a human experience. It's such a shared thing, and yet we're not very good at talking about it. We're certainly not very good at researching it, if my experience is anything to go by. And so to be bringing this real evidence-based work to such a variety of the folks you're all going to help is, personally, such a thrill. Yeah. So Scott, you've got to come and say hello and tell us about yourself. Scott's kind of famous because he was the very first person to ever enroll in SBCA. We've known each other for quite a while now. And he kind of feels like my brother. And we're quite different, so you're going to have a good old match of different styles with the pair of us. But Scott, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Yeah, hi everyone. It's so good to see you. And Sal, it's so nice to see your face. What a nice surprise jumping on here and seeing you. Now that's so cool. So I am originally from New York. I live in California now, but I split my time between California and Vienna. I'm in Vienna right now. My husband is from here, so we split our time. And I'm also a fellow creative. It's so really cool to be surrounded by so many creative folks. I was in the magazine industry. I was an art director in the magazine industry for almost 20 years. before having like a really healthy existential crisis and realizing that I really wasn't changing the world working in the luxury magazine field, shocking to no one. So I went back into coaching because I did some training about 21 years ago or so. So as far as who I coach sort of wholehearted humans who happen to own a business. So it's a lot of entrepreneurs and founders and partners. I do a lot of partner coaching, which is really fun these days. And I think how we're going to be working together is primarily in, you'll see me in the discussion forum pop up there, as well as I could be stopping by your practice pods. We'll go a little bit more into that in a little bit. And then also I'll be hosting a weekly study group, which is completely optional for you guys. It's just a fun place to do a deep dive and ask questions and nerd out and get coached and explore maybe how to integrate this into your coaching as well. But along with SaaS, I'm just sort of here for general support. So really, ultimately, just here to help you answer any questions that you might have, help you figure things out for yourself. And really looking forward to supporting all of you and getting to know you better.
Thanks, Scott. Glad to hear.
Thanks.
We're both kind of, one of the values that we both share is around learning. And I think as well, like, please reach out to Scott or myself in the discussion forum, on email, whatever you need. Like, I really, if there's one thing you walk away from today, it's that you are fully supported. We are very invested in your experience here and in what happens for you and during this learning journey, I guess it's called. So please do reach out. I'm going to sort of talk a little bit more about the program itself and how we'll be supporting you. But I really just want you to know that there isn't a question you shouldn't or couldn't or would hold back from. There just isn't. And however you feel comfortable doing that is fine. If you want to do that on a discussion forum because you're like, I think other people might have this question, or if something is coming up for you personally that you think, actually, I just really like to check in, please feel free to use whatever means feels safe and comfortable for you. Okay, and that may change over the course of the program. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about what we're all in for. So there are 10 modules in the program. The program is in two parts. So there are three theory modules, which we'll do first, and that will set us up for the practice modules. So there's 7 practice modules where we're talking much more about, okay, and then how do we do this? How do we work with clients around these specific things? So we're going to start with the theory modules. The first one we start next week is, what is self-doubt? So it's really an opportunity for me to say, hey, this is what I've learned after reading literally thousands of papers on this stuff and being abreast of any research that has a tangential relationship with self-doubt over the last decade. I've read it. So I'm going to be sharing with you a synthesized, coherent approach to thinking about self-doubt in a way that is accessible and easy for you to digest and then also share with your clients. Okay. So we start with, what is self-doubt? We're going to talk about some of the principles around how to talk about it, how to share it, how to make some kind of sense of a client's experience to know that it is self-doubt that they're experiencing, or maybe to probe a little deeper just to check your thinking. And then we're going to move into module 2, which is really the theoretical underpinnings of my work is around developmental psychology. So adult developmental psychology is a way of making, it's a way of understanding how we make sense of the world as adults, right? And there are approaches to this that are incredibly helpful for us as coaches. So we're going to be looking at, what does it mean to have a concept of ourselves? What is our self-concept? What's your self-concept? How and what influences that? What experiences have you had? What relationships have you had that have influenced your sense of self? How much of it is actually true, and how much of it is based on the meaning that you've made perhaps years ago and just never questioned or recalibrated for yourself? So this gives us a way of understanding ourselves and other adults that we'll mostly be working with. And Colette, for your client group, this has a lovely sort of thread into teenagers and young adults as well. So this is applicable for you and your client group. The point of this is to help you to see that there's more to the coaching world than behavioral, cognitive, mindset, goals, and all of that stuff, right? Which is what most mainstream coaching training is all about, because that's frankly the easy stuff to teach. What it doesn't do is get into the why we don't do the things that we want to do. What does it mean for this particular one-off client to embody self-acceptance? Like, what does that actually look like, and how will we know that they're there, right? So developmental psychology is, I think, such a fantastic model for understanding our clients. And the other part of this is about being a trauma-informed coach, because the root causes of self-doubt are often, but not exclusively, formed in childhood and formed in moments of trauma, confusion, and fear. So they may or may not be traumatic, right? It depends on the meaning making of the client, depends on what work they might have done in the meantime. What I want to give you is a way of making sense of trauma, so that you can support your clients in a safe way and in a very intentional way. So we'll talk a little bit about what trauma is, but mostly this is about how do you respond when a client reveals that they have some trauma in their biography? How do you do that in a safe way? How do you do that in a way that allows them to feel safe, that allows you to feel safe and contained with your clients? And this, I think these three theory modules are just going to give us a really good basis to work from, and we will talk about these themes as we move through the practice modules. So none of these are a kind of once and done. It's like, okay, let's set out what we mean by these things, and then we'll come back to them as we move through the practice modules. Yeah. So there are seven practice modules, and we start with how to coach around the root causes of self-doubt. How to actually get to why is this person holding back on this thing that they often really want to do? Or why are they holding back from even revealing to themselves what they do want to do? Right? So equally, we play with all of those things. And we're also talking about, in module five, once we've uncovered those root causes, how do we then work safely with a client to get a sense of the story that they have been telling themselves over the years, perhaps? How do we do that in a way that doesn't minimize or invalidate their own experience and meaning making, but expands it? So they can see what else could also be true, what else might be possible. And these first five modules really give you some the mix of the theory and the practice. So modules four and five have a couple of really great tools that work beautifully in single sessions. So if any of you are interested in maybe starting to work with clients straight away, I'm a huge fan of that. I think sometimes jumping on in with clients and trying this stuff out is really the best way to sort of see how you might do this. So the idea is that with each of these modules, you'll have tools that you can then start integrating and applying to your existing client work. We're going to take a little break for the holiday, for the summer, so in the first couple of weeks in August. There are integration weeks kind of built in to this program. It's nice and spacious. And then we'll start the rest of the practice modules mid-August. And we do this for module six in coaching the protector. So the protector is how I characterize self-doubt. So this is the part of us that wants to keep us safe. And so we look at how that shows up, and it's much more interesting and sophisticated than this idea of a self-sabotaging inner critic, which is the usual way that we're taught as coaches to see self-doubt. So this starts to kind of broaden our understanding and how we might see and then work with clients around their protective beliefs and behaviours. And we're also going to look at your self-doubt as a practitioner. Always a fun module, real popular one here. But we do it at module seven so that you already have the context, right? Of you will already have been exploring and looking at your own self-doubt as we move through these modules. You'll already have a sense perhaps of what's going on for you. And so we're going to look at this. Yeah, a lot of people say this is the module where they're like, oh, now things are starting to fall into place. You know, I'm now kind of humbled by my own experience, and I get to take that energy into my sessions with clients. We're also going to talk about conflict, coaching with conflict, and the risk of conflict, right? So the most common reasons for self-doubt is the fear of judgment, criticism, rejection, conflict, confrontation, right? These are the things that our clients are, these are the things that are underneath the reasons why we often don't do the things we want to do. And so I want to give you a kind of a suite of coaching tools that you can use with your clients to really get underneath their relationship with conflict. Very few of us have conflict modeled well. It's like, you know, and for, I mean, most of us were kind of born in the 70s, 80s maybe. So I'm sure that you were also parented by people who equally had conflict modeled in really crappy ways. And so this is often a really quite healing and it stirs some stuff up for most of us around looking at our own relationships with conflict. And I think one of the things that I'm going to be encouraging you to do as we go right through this program is to look at your relationship with the subject matter. Because one of the ways that we show up to our clients in a really healthy way is to not let our stuff get in the coaching container, right? So we want to minimize the ways that we entangle with our clients as much as possible. And the module eight stuff is usually the one where we go, oh, okay, I can see why I might be letting that fear of conflict get in the way of my client work. Module nine is where we look at the client's, what we call the compass, which is the self-belief coaching model, which is the big circle. The four kind of main resources of the healthy adult self is self-belief, self-acceptance, self-worth, and self-trust. And with each of those quadrants, there are coaching tools and approaches to help your clients feel resourced in the face of self-doubt, right? So we're not in any way trying to imagine a world where our clients never experience self-doubt. What we're doing as self-belief coaches is saying, this is going to happen. I want you to feel resourced to support yourself and to respond in a way that you can feel proud of, no matter what happens. So the compass is really looking at all of the tools around self-belief, self-worth, self-trust, self-acceptance, and how we actually coach around those things. And then we move into our last module, which is all about coaching with the client's dreams and goals. And so this usually, and I'm sure most of you, if you've done any kind of coaching that involved goals or human motivation or anything like that, there is a kind of, here's where you are, here's where you want to be, let's get you there, and we'll use any tactic necessary to kind of beat you into submission as you move along this very linear straight line. Before I came to coaching, I worked as a management consultant, mostly working on big risky projects, which often had entire teams that were dedicated to keeping a plan on track. And they never were. So I knew when I turned to coaching, if I was going to work with clients around their goals, then the approach taken had to be super flexible and human. And so this approach that I'm going to share with you is so fun to work with clients around. I think it's really creative, and it allows people to have a ton of self-compassion and self-trust as they are working towards their goals, because it doesn't require anyone to go in a straight line. So this is a kind of fun way to end, and it's a really practical and quite easily implementable approach to goals. So there are 10 modules. They are quite like spacious around the next 6 months. So we have integration weeks built in, and we have that little break in the beginning of August as well. For the theory modules, we'll take 1 week to just kind of look at those topics, and then they'll come up through all of the practice modules. And for the practice modules, we take 2 weeks. So we'll have two group calls and, you know, lots of space to kind of play with this stuff. Anyone have any questions about any of that? Or is that all feeling like, yep, cool, I'm all right? Yeah, Scott.
Are all the sessions recorded as well, Sass?
Mm-hmm. They are.
And do we get indefinite access to those after the call?
You do. Cool. You sure do. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's one of the, we're going to come onto that just in a sec, because one of the things that happens is, and Sal is a beautiful example of this, right? Is that you'll come to this work at a different place in your life and you'll feel differently about it. That's certainly been my experience, and lots of the coaches that have certified have said this time and again. There are lots of the practice pods last year. I think it was 3 years since we had started the program, and a lot of them went through the material again together because they were like, oh, I feel completely differently about this now. So yes, you absolutely get indefinite access to everything, and there is ongoing support as well, Scott. So yeah, when I said I'm invested, I meant it. let me share with you a little bit about that, because it's such a lovely segue. So to support your learning, so we'll have these group calls on a Tuesday. There's a class at 10 a.m. and a class at 5 p.m. to try and cover time zones. Please feel free to come to whichever class you are is most convenient for you, and that may change from week to week. What I would suggest you do is watch the morning recording class just from this opening circle, just because you then get to meet the other class members who aren't here today, which could be quite nice. You can just fast forward through all the bits you've seen until you get to the people talking. We'll also give you material relating to each module. So you'll get a meaty workbook. You'll get some video lessons where I go into things in more detail. These are going to be definitely available on Thursdays, but honestly, we'll probably try and post them on Wednesdays, as well as the recordings from the Tuesday class, right? So if you do, for any reason, miss a class, or you just want to catch up on the recording as you go through the workbook, however you like to learn, it's going to be available to you. As Scott Robson mentioned, he's going to be running a study group on Thursdays, and that starts when we begin the practice modules. So the first couple of weeks we'll just kind of ease you on in, and then once we start the practice modules, we'll give you some increased support. Practice pods will also be set up in time for us to start the practice modules. And so on Thursday evenings at 5 p.m., so at this time, the time of this call, Scott will run the study group. As he said, this is totally optional, voluntary. it's a place to kind of rock up and go, okay, so what's this all about, you know? Or I was working with a client and this didn't go as I'd planned, or this went really well and I'd love to celebrate with someone who understands what I'm talking about, or it's coming up for me personally and I'd love some input. It's your agenda, okay? So you can go to a study group because you fancy it, or because you just want to kind of learn more about this work. One of the things we don't do is record those sessions. And that's really because, frankly, the process to do that is just a bit of a faff. But also, I want to give you a place where you can bring stuff and get coached, and it's not going to be like recorded in perpetuity, right? So you have that space to just be free to share what's coming up for you, okay? It's also, frankly, a way to encourage folks to go as well, knowing that there won't be a recording that I can sometimes watch later, or it just kind of sits on your hard drive. That actually you'll have that space, but you have to attend it live. Practice Pods is you and two other coaches, so you'll be in threes in your time zone. Me and Scott will put you into Practice Pods, really based on your coach profile that you've created for us, or hopefully you'll fill that in this week if you haven't already. And we'll give you and introduce you to your people. Scott will run a session to show you like what makes a good practice pod. What have we learned over the last four classes around what are the kind of good tenets of a practice group? How often to meet, you know, what the boundaries are for that conversation, etc. We think we're pretty good at partnering people up. No one's ever said this isn't working. We have had conflicts within practice pods, and we have sorted people to resolve and repair those conflicts. Okay, so conflict happens because we're human. So we just normalize all of that and support you to kind of get it to work for you. What else have we got? The discussion forum is ongoing, so you can post in there at any time. You can post in the orientation week this week, and as the modules start to be published, we can be discussing module 9 and you're like, oh, what, how does that relate to trauma-informed coaching, and come back to module 3 and leave a comment there. Everything will be responded to. Okay. You'll also have, for 6 months after SBCA finishes, I'll run a support call each month to support you as you are integrating this work into your practice, right? So we can talk about your business stuff, your human stuff, your coaching work. And that's all included as part of the program. And the idea behind that is that I, for one, just have found it really tough at the end of a learning experience when someone says, hi, good luck. And that's just when I'm putting the pieces together and I often need the most support. So you'll have access to that support for 6 months, which will hopefully give you that reassurance that you don't have to kind of take everything in and all at once, right? There is space and time. There is also a graduate program which is ongoing after SBCA. So as soon as you graduate, you can go to the graduate calls. Scott and I are going through a bit of a revamp of that program, but just to give you a sort of flavour of it, we've done kind of business building type calls, we've done like creative project calls, using these tools and others. We've done advanced practice calls where we'll take one of the topics from the program and, you know, kind of blow it up and look at it in way more detail. So there is a sort of semi-frequent opportunity to come back in and connect with your class and previous classes as well. We're just figuring out how to do that. We've now got almost 100 coaches that have come through SBCA, so it's more about kind of meeting the needs of folks and trying to strike a balance there. That this isn't charged for, so we're just kind of building it into our capacity, really. And there'll also be completely opportunities for you to also share how you might be using this work with your SBCA classmates. So opportunities abound. Okay. What else did I want to let you know? Module one. Module one is next week. You'll have access to that probably tomorrow or Thursday. We'll send you an email to let you know that it's published. And in module one, we're talking about what self-doubt is. I'd love you to do some homework for that. So one of the things we're going to give you is a framework, a model that I created a few years ago now called the self-doubt archetypes model. And what an archetype is a kind of like universal story. So if you've ever done anything like Myers-Briggs or some of the other psychometric tests, it's not a psychometric test, but what I'm looking at is what do the patterns that show up, having worked with hundreds of clients around this, I did a piece of grounded theory research to say, what are my clients telling me about the way they experience self-doubt? What I'm going to give you is the whole model so that you can use this with your one-to-one clients. But what I want you to do is go through and take the quiz. It's kind of a fun quiz. It takes about 10 minutes. And it will give you your top three archetypes. What I'm hoping is that that's going to give you a sense of a flavor of how self-doubt might be showing up for you. You may or may not resonate with any or all of those archetypes. Most people seem to. So I'm reasonably convinced that it's on to something. But I'd love you to do that in preparation for our conversation next week. And it's really to look at, you know, what's it like to kind of have that, have that presented to you? What comes up for you when you read the descriptions? How might that be for your clients to read that? Right. So it's really about, you know, getting a sense of what you think about your own self-doubt, what meaning you make from it. Okay. And that will put us in good stead for our first module. I've just got a message from someone around the coach profile. So I'm just going to check that we have that link sorted out. I think I mentioned earlier, we've just done this process of changing our mail provider over the last couple of weeks. And there's been some technical hitches. That's why we have an orientation week, is so we can sort those little bugs and snarls out. So I'll double check that. And if there's anything there that needs to be fixed, I'll let you know. Okay. So that is our welcome call. I hope you feel welcomed. please feel free to watch the video from the morning class. It will help you to get to know the rest of the folks here. Know that you are so welcomed here. We're so glad you're here. Can't wait to get to know all of you a little better. It's going to be a fun old 6 months. Who knew self-doubt could be this fun? But I'm sure we're going to have some great conversations as we go through it. Is there any questions just before we close for tonight? Just feel free to give me a wave if you've got anything. Yeah, Angela.
Yeah, I'm just curious about the duration of the calls, like the Tuesday calls and the Thursday calls.
So we try to keep the Tuesday calls under 90 minutes. Mostly they're around 60 to 75 minutes. And Scott is usually on an hour for the study group calls. Yeah, so we might not get to everybody's stuff in the call. That's why we have the surrounding support mechanisms to address it. The morning class this morning was smaller. So, and that's my idea of having a small class. There's only 14 people in the class in total, because I wanted to make sure that we had that space and time for everybody. So if you are in the kind of UK, Europe zone, and the 10 a.m. class works for you, that would be a nice way to balance up the groups so that we have space and time for everybody. But some of you are states bound and there are no options. And so that's totally fine. But And please know you're welcome to come to either call. It's just to know that that one is a little smaller, or it was today. Okay, everyone, I'm going to let you go and enjoy the rest of your day or evenings. And I will see you all in the discussion forum and next week back here. Okay. Take care, everybody. See you.
Bye-bye. Bye, everyone.